I always believe that it is the service what you give to the customer helps in building a value and relationship. Not simply talking cricket and weather and no. A customer has to see a value in you, or for that matter, in any transaction, the other person has to see a value in you. That's when the relationship blossoms. The trust factor is very important. Purpose is the underlying factor which fuels motivationness. Success and failure travels along with you all along. Probably a lot of people gain strength after failure. They rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Hello everyone, Ashok here. Thank you for tuning in to this 12th episode of Indian Startup Stories, a podcast thriving to bring out experiences and insights from entrepreneurs across India. Today, our guest is Venkatesh Kodandaraman, also known as Venky, founder and CEO of Collective Minds, a startup based out of Chennai, serving its clients for hyper-automation, hyper-analytics and digital advisory under its robotic process automation umbrella. In this episode, Venky talks about his background, early day career, experiences of being an intrapreneur in various companies, his quest for running own business, why and how building trust factor shapes life and career, a few of great customer stories, technology partnerships, mentors in industries, and much more. So without further ado, let's jump in. Hi, Venky. Thank you for coming on to Indian Startup Stories today. Welcome.
Hi, Ashok. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. For giving me, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure too. Please share about your background, studies and your career start.
Sure, Ashok. I have done my post-graduation in physics. I'm a 1988-85 batch from Madras University. I studied in Presidency College. In fact, I did my nuclear physics. After completing my post-graduation, in fact, my father had his own business. We had a heat treatment unit in Chennai. And we also had a foundry in Pudukkottai, manufacturing steel casting. Okay. So my idea was to, you know, join him, support him in his business, and then slowly, you know, take over. That was my, you know, I was very passionate about it. I had a flair for business, even at that point of time. But my father was from a old school of thought. He didn't want me to directly join him in business. So he told me to work for a year or more than that, and then come and join him. Basically, you know, you don't get that, you know, I'm a founder's son. So then I joined a company which was into solar water manufacturing. That time, that was a huge boom for that. So I joined this company, and for about 1.5 years, I worked there. It was a startup again. Those days, it was a startup, where he had just got his loan disbursement. So I had to support him in various aspects. There was no definition for my job. So I had to support him in multiple aspects. So after 1.5 years of my stint there, I joined my father. Until 1990, I was in my own business, taking care of both the heat treatment unit in Chennai. And also I was also supporting him in his the other project, which was a foundry. So then we had a lot of challenges there, you know, financial, multiple reasons. Then I decided to move out and take up an employment. So then, you know, normally at these kind of situation, only friends helps us, right? So I had informed this to my friend, and he was working in an IT company. After I told him, after a week's time, he called me and said that, you know, why don't you join here? There is a sales executive role opening is available. And that company's name is Southway. It was initially called as Southway Electronics. Then it became Southway Communication. This founder's name is Jay Prakash. He's IIM Bangalore. Very, very dynamic person. So that's how I joined, came into the IT industry in 1990 beginning. So I joined I took up job in a sales career, selling computer hardware, services, networking, software like FoxPro, Borland, SCOUNIX, Novel Network. These are all the technology those days. So this gave me a good opportunity to selling various products right from hardware to software. So that's how my journey started in the IT industry. So Southway, it was a plenty of learning, you know, being a formative days in IT. Mr. Prakash gave us a phenomenal opportunity in terms of learning. Like, you know, he delegated many aspects of the business was delegated to us. So though sales was our profile, we did multiple things. Now, I've also installed the computers those days.
Okay.
So this was a very big opportunity. And he, good thing was he allowed us to take decisions, whether right or wrong. So that was a very big learning for us. So slowly I moved up to the leadership position. So in Southway, apart from sales, I had the opportunity to go and tie up with the companies like multinational companies like Compaq, initially in 93. That was the time when Compaq came into India, the first multinational company we partnered with in 93. So that was the time when we really saw true service coming in. So that was a very big opening for us. You know, we acquired a lot of big corporates in Chennai. Then 97, we partnered with Dell. So that was a time when software companies were coming up in India. That was a boom. And Dell was a good product to go and, they had, Dell was basically a built-to-order company. So their delivery is very, very fast.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that helped to go acquire a lot of customers in the IT services segment, software segment. So,
okay.
With the help of Dell, you know, our revenues moved multifold, three times, four times those days, which is huge actually. A company doing 5 crores revenue in a year, in about 2 years, we moved up to 30 crores.
Quite a good scaling, yeah.
Absolutely. So, we also acquired a lot of very good customer logos. So, we moved. So, I also gained experience in going setting up branches. We moved out of Chennai. We set up branches in Bangalore. We set up branches in Hyderabad. In fact, I personally relocated to Bangalore to set up that branch. I was there for about 1.5 years and then came back to Chennai. So, lot of my growth and learning has all been in Southway. To that extent, I should thank Mr. Prakash. So, then after that, I joined a company called Global Software, which was founded by Dinesh Dalmia, who started Square D and DSQ. So, I was there heading the managed services business and consulting also. For about 4 years, I was there. After that, I joined a company called Precision TechServe. I joined here as a vice president, setting up the infrastructure management services business from scratch. Mm-hmm. I was responsible for setting up the entire practice. So, when I joined, you know, they had about 30 engineers on site providing infrastructure management support to customers. So, in about 3 years, we scaled it up to 600 engineers across India. It was a very massive growth, and we acquired excellent clients like Cognizant, Bajaj, Sutherland, Computer Science Corporation, SAP, Aditya Birla.
Okay, we had all big clients, yeah.
Fantastic client base, yes. So I built a very good team, good customer base. I was there for about 6.5 years. So 2011, I moved out and I was with a couple of companies before I joined a company called NextGen in Bangalore, where we were into cloud infra services.
Okay.
So NextGen again was started by my friend, a good friend, A.S. Rajagopal, who was very, very well associated with me when I was in Southway. He was with Dell. So he was a sales manager at Dell, and we both had, we were good business associates there. So since he had started a company, then I joined him in 2013. I was with him for about 2 years. Before leaving, I was the country head handling SMB segment and partner ecosystem. Then I thought, having been in the infrastructure space for about almost from 1990 to 2015 years, 16 years, or more than that, 20 years, I thought it's high time to move to the application space. 90 to 2015 is 25 years, sorry. So then I moved into the application space. I joined my friend's company. I joined as a director of business initiatives and strategic initiatives. So we were into ERP implementations and HR payroll implementations. Mm-hmm. I was focusing both on the Indian markets and global markets. So this is when in 2000 15-16, that financial year, I came into the applicant space. So, gained a good amount of knowledge on, you know, ERP projects and the HR domain. So, while I was in that company, 2018, you know, we saw the digital transformation space gaining momentum. That's when the RPA, analytics, all these things were booming. We saw a good adoption from customers. And we signed up with the UiPath, who's a global leader in the RPA space. We did a lot of homework. We spoke to multiple customers. We spoke to, you know, the market experts. And finally, you know, we came to a conclusion that UiPath is the good company to go with. So we partnered. We were one of the early company to sign up with UiPath during 2018 June, May or June. So my personal association with UiPath has been there for 3 years. So once I started, you know, handling the RPA business, I saw a huge potential for this, humongous potential for automation, analytics, the digital transformation space. You know, I really related this growth to the growth what we had when I was in Southway, when we took up a partnership with Dell, like how we grew from 5 crores to 30 crores. I saw that kind of a potential, you know, with the RPA, with UiPath.
Yeah, with 5x and 10x.
Absolutely. So, you know how UiPath has had an unprecedented growth today. Like today, their almost valuation is about 10 billion.
Yeah, huge.
So then I thought, you know, this is the right time. So it's very important to be in a right business at the right time to have the right kind of growth. So I very strongly decided that this is the space I should be in, the digital transformation space. So it was going on, you know, I was, you know, we had a division in my company where I was earlier working with. So that division was, you know, we floated as a separate entity. But then, you know, since we didn't get the kind of investments what we thought, you know, I finally decided that, you know, let me go on my own and start my own company.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Even 2019 June, that time itself, I decided that I should start a company. In fact, the customer who gave me the first RP order, a healthcare company, CFO, she's a very, very dynamic lady. When I told her that I'm planning to start my own business, I just knew her for 3 months at that point of time. She asked me how much of investment you require. I said, probably about 30-35 lakhs is good enough for me to take care of my first year. Like I told her, even if orders doesn't come, if I have a team of about 8 to 10 employees, colleagues, I should not be in a position to deny them their salaries or take care of other expenses, because I'm very, very particular on these things. You know, I didn't even expect. And the minute she said, okay, I'll give you 25 lakhs, 20 or 25 lakhs, I was touched.
Nice.
You know, you're making me emotional.
So how did it start? What are you creating in Collective Minds and the problem that you address to solve?
Yeah, see, Collective Minds basically is a predominantly an RPA company. Started as an RPA company into digital transformation space. That's my core business. We have partnered with UiPath and not with any other company. And my 90% of my focus is on RPA and AI today. So slowly, we are also adding other business portfolios. Like, you know, I have my friend's company, you know, which has built their own hyper analytics platform.
Okay.
Which is having data science models, AI, ML built in. So I'm trying to also, you know, promote his business through Collective Minds. We work jointly. He's also in my board as a strategic advisor.
Oh, okay.
So extending a lot of support to me.
Nice. Just curious on the name of your company. How did you come up with?
Yeah, good, Ashok. Thank you for asking that question. Now, because that's a good topic opener for me with many customers. And even when I named my company Collective Minds, a lot of my friends and others asked me, you know, whether I got the inspiration from Mindtree and the Happiest Minds. Not really, actually. So the reason why I really chose this name, there were few names in the list, but the reason why I really I had a liking, and I also probably the others in family also showed they were glad to go with this name is, see, if you look at any projects in, let's go by our IT industry. be it a ERP project or any large infrastructure project. See, for you to accomplish a project successfully, you need both the customer and the service provider. Both the team stakeholders should jointly work together, you know, as a team to, you know, make it successful. Otherwise, of course, there will be a lot of challenges. But so that's the reason why I decided to name this company as Collective Minds. So otherwise, you know, okay, from both the sides, customer and the service provider, the stakeholders collectively work, you cannot accomplish a project.
Okay, that's a nice, wonderful reason. So you have started your career way back in 1980s, the initial days, and you have led multiple organizations in chief roles for quite a long period of time. What made you to think to start something of your own, and how difficult was it to strategize your plan? Can you talk about how you prepared yourself for this transition?
Yeah, Ashok, that's a good question. See, as I told you, when I started, I was with my father in his own business, where I had a lot of flair for business, you know, having something on my own, doing something on my own, you know, creating something on my own. So then, for various reasons, I had to come out and then take up employment, right? So the good part was, Southway gave me a lot of opportunity to become an entrepreneur. Or at least that mindset came in very early stage, actually, in my career.
Okay.
Very quickly, we moved up the ladder, leadership team. You know, Prakash gave me so much of opportunity to build alliances, build a team, build regions. All these, you know, gives you the confidence that, okay, one day I can, you know, have my own company. So all along I had that. And even fortunately, the other companies where I worked, every promoter and founder gave me this opportunity. It was like I always felt that I'm working, you know, in my own organization. I'm working. And also I had a lot of emotional bonding with all companies I worked with. So this, all these, you know, made things easy for me to start my own company, Ashok.
That's nice. Your company is very young, and inception in 2020, just crossed in a year, and you have got many customers to serve now. And it claims to have implemented 150 robots across various process automation. I want to understand the reason behind this speed. Please share how you start looking at a problem and how do you automate? Do you target with any customized solution for your problem or any ready-made solution as part of the product?
I started in January 2020. Though 2020 is nice in terms of T20 cricket, you know, the year was not great for...
Not nice, you know, as it sounds.
That's across the world. It's for everyone, not only for me. But when I started, you know, really, I started with a lot of promises and hopes. January, you know, December, my daughter got married. 2019.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So immediately, even before that, I was seriously contemplating that I should go on my own. Briefly, for about 4 months, I was involved. I was heading an RPA business. In fact, I went and set up an RPA business for a company. But I was seriously decided that no, let me go on my own, because I thought that will give me a lot of freedom to apply my thoughts, do what I want. That liberty will be there. So since around that time, my daughter's wedding was, you know, planned, I was just waiting for some time. And after December 1st, she got married. After that, I decided, and then by January 1st, I was on my own. I went and met my auditor, met bankers and all that. And it took about a month for me to do the initial, you know, groundwork. And by February, we were almost ready with a small story to what go to present to customers. A small slide deck with the few. See, we didn't have any customer, right? It was all only I had to sell dreams and talk about me. So I just prepared a 3-4 slide deck and started sharing with a lot of my... See, good thing was, having been in the industry for 30 plus years, and always service was my motto. That was my object. Though I was a sales guy, I always believed that it is the service what you give to the customer helps in building a value and relationship. Not simply talking cricket and weather and no. A customer has to see a value in you, or for that matter, in any transaction, the other person has to see a value in you. That's when the relationship blossoms. Okay, it gives the confidence that, okay, I can trust Venki, I can go to him, I can rely on him. So that trust factor is very important, Ashok.
Yeah, I guess you started again from the ground scratch, building up the trust, redoing your whole journey. Right?
So that way, we started with a lot of hopes. And February, I went and met customers. I traveled to Bangalore. March 1st, I went to Delhi. All that happened, and you know what happened. Like, you know, it was suddenly from nowhere, all of us suddenly got to know about this dreaded COVID and the kind of unprecedented, devastating disaster. So March 23rd, lockdown was announced. Suddenly, everything came to a standstill. So it was overnight, you know, all our hopes were we didn't know what's happening with the concerns looming large in front of us, uncertainty, bleak future. And that's the same for all, even for my customers. So nobody was even responding to our calls. It took about 15 days for us to even, reconcile with this fact.
Okay.
So then slowly, that whole month, March and April, was absolute washout. Though we were trying to be in touch with customers, but not many were responding because even their own future was uncertain. They were also worried, concerned. But slowly, by May, we started seeing things coming back to at least, people thought, okay, we can't sit at home. Something has to happen. And customers started responding to our calls. Meetings started happening. And fortunately, April, we picked up a very small order. May also, we got a small deal. And July was the first break which came in. Very large enterprise gave us a 50 lakh order.
Mm-hmm.
So that really gave me a lot of hopes. That was the time when I was really brimming with the confidence hopes. Now I decided, no, this is the time for us to go all out. And good thing was, this unfortunately, though COVID hit all of us badly, it helped us from automation point of view. A lot of customers started adopting, because that helped in optimizing their cost, optimizing resources, giving multiple benefits to customer. The response was very good. Customers started calling us for meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, when I started, I decided that I'll be a one-man company. The model which I put in place was that I will focus on business, I'll take orders and then outsource it to another company for execution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was my very serious plan. But then, what happens, UiPath and RPA. RPA business in many customer engagement involves demos, proof of concepts. It's not an overnight sale. It's a 2 months, 3 months gestation. It takes time. So then by October, September, I felt a need that I should have a small team, if not a big team, at least a small team, who can help me in terms of pre-sales, in terms of doing POCs for customer. I recruited a girl, who joined, my first employee was a girl who joined as an RPA developer.
Okay.
Still, she's with us. She's doing a fantastic job. By October end, a very senior person joined us. I onboarded a very senior person by name Shiva Kumar. Who came from Cognizant and joined us. I never dreamt I'll have such a senior guy with me.
Okay.
So sometimes, this is what happens in business. You wouldn't have thought that that's what happens. It's been fortunate for me, rather. So he was with Cognizant and for 14 years, overall 25 years of experience. And the last 3 years, he was handling a 60-member RPA team for US clients.
Okay.
So that way, he has been adding plenty of value for Collective Minds and to my customers. So this is what is my team. And apart from this team, I also have two, three strategic advisors on board, who are like, see, many times what happens, as an entrepreneur, an individual like me, we get lost. Suddenly you want to look up to somebody for guidance.
Yeah, true.
You're alone, right? So then, these are the people to whom I go. I ask them, even though I know, I go check with them. Is it right? What am I doing is right or wrong? Please tell me. I do that. Even today, I do that.
Mm.
So at least
okay.
These strategic advisors, not only they're helping me in terms of technology advisors, they also like my mentors, trying to guide me in the right path.
Okay, yeah. Initial days must be challenging. Starting from Jan to April, it was a dry run for you. Yeah. So what were the challenges as an individual you faced during those initial days?
See, challenges, definitely there are challenges for all entrepreneurs and startups, Ashok. So for me, fortunately, I decided to be a one-man company. I didn't want to spread too wide, have some 10 employees. See, one, if I have 10 employees, I should make sure that I meet their expectations.
Yeah,
I thought I was not ready for that. So I remained to be a one-man company. But fortunately, for myself, I got some business. It was taking care of me. for some time.
Mm-hmm.
By September, I was confident that I can employ people. I can have onboard employees who can travel along with me. So challenges were definitely aplenty because one, you know, I'll have to think about if I have to scale up, if I'm acquiring customers, I need to have a team. As and when new projects are coming, I need to ramp up team. So challenges were, you know, when you're a one man, you play the role of an entrepreneur, you play the role of an office assistant, you play the role of a finance manager, you are a HR recruitment. So you'll have to wear that and do all this job. There is no definition for job, right? All along when I worked for other companies, I could delegate multiple things to others. Even to get a photocopy, I can request my office assistant to get me a photocopy. Here, you know, me and my wife went to even make a rubber stamp. I didn't even buy a printer.
Okay,
I bought my first printer after 10 months. I used to go to my nearby photocopy shop, take printouts and even agreements I used to send from there, scan it and send it to my mail. And then one is supposed to do all these things. Probably every entrepreneur or a startup will go through these challenges, Ashok.
Yeah. When you are running a company of your own, right, what are the conflicts that you had to handle on a daily basis?
See, fortunately, we not had too many conflicts. But then, you know, when a senior person comes from another organization, you know, he comes with his own, the culture, you know, there would have been a DNA in that organization. For me, you know, I've always worked up for startups, you know, where it were a very unstructured practices. We never had a very structured practice. That's in a way, I will say, it's an advantage and benefits of working in a smaller company and startups. Okay. That also gives you opportunity to learn multiple things. Rather than, you know, when you work for a large corporate, when you are working for a particular, a division or a domain, you spend too much of time only in that domain and, probably by virtue of that or by otherwise, you don't tend to learn the other areas. Probably few individuals, if they are, you know, out of passion, they go and learn. They understand what is finance, what is HR. But many, they get stuck to their domain and their day-to-day work. Such kind of small, I will not say a conflict. Some differences can come, but, you know, these all can be always discussed and sorted out. These are all very, I'll say, operational issues rather than conflicts.
Okay. Any specific instance of a moment of relief or the customer success stories where you feel on the same line, a pride moment for you for being part of their journey?
Yeah, definitely. This healthcare customer from whom first we got a business to automate their accounts payable, a customer who's going to come, you give a repeat business, gives you only when they see a benefit. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they won't come to you, right? So when I started my Collective Minds and went to her and told her this, she immediately gave me another order. It was a very big, that salesman kick is always there in all of us. Be it any number of years of experience, still there is a salesman kick. Whenever we receive a PO, even today whenever I receive a PO, the kind of excitement and enthusiasm is very high. So that gave me a big relief because I was sure that, okay, at least next 2 months I'm taken care. See, the amount of money is different, but at least I have something to take care of myself and my family.
True. Nice. On the same line of sales and marketing, right? You come from with very strong leadership background and your company has already proven good growth results. So what is your success mantra or the moves that you made which worked for you in terms of sales and marketing?
Yeah, see, having been in the industry for about 30 years, we have seen a lot of challenges, Ashok. We have seen recessions once in 4 years. You know, 96, we saw the manufacturing recession. 2000, you know, we saw the dot-com burst. Yeah. Many entrepreneurs were disappeared overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And 2004, again, you know, see, the either a recession or some kind of a disaster. 2004, again, tsunami was there, right?
Yeah.
So every time when we go a few steps forward, either the recession or disaster takes us a few steps backward. But we can't give up, right? We will have to have the, you know, courage and strength to get up and go on. That's what is life. That's what is my confidence also. We know that, okay, there are ups and downs in life, but at some point of time, we'll have to become conscious you know, this too shall pass through. Whether it is good or bad, we should forget that story. This too shall pass through. Even good time can pass through, and bad time also can pass through.
And the same applies for sales and marketing as well.
Everywhere. Sales gives a lot of confidence, you know, because we meet various customers. But it also depends on the individual, how he makes use of his position and role. And learning has to be constant.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. You don't learn, so, you become a dead salesman.
Okay, yeah. COVID has got impact in all of us. So what kind of impact and dynamic changes actually you have got due to COVID, and for you and for your business?
See, for me personally, you know, COVID definitely is a major disaster for the entire world. In my opinion, it's a common enemy for all of us. One common enemy for all of us in the last 1 year is COVID. But
yeah,
for me, from business point of view, it has been a blessing in disguise, because you asked me about investments. Initially, you know, I was a bit concerned about investments, but then COVID came as a very big blessing in disguise, because the whole business model and business patterns went topsy-turvy. Okay, even very big large corporates took decisions that, you know, there is no need for employees to work from office. They can work from home. So this was a very big boon for me, I should say, because I decided to work from home. So I forgot about renting out a space for office. So that was a big saving for me. No electricity.
Okay.
And I very consciously didn't have take employees at that point of time. And even till today, my employees are working from their home. So that way, COVID has been a very big blessing in disguise, I should say, though it is unfortunately fortunate for me and for many, because, you know, you've been seeing news, right? A lot of people have, it has helped them to bring down their expenses, cut cost.
Yeah, yeah. And we all got comfortable with
it. No need to travel, no need to, for example, as the sales guys, we had to go meet customers. Being in Chennai, from my area to go to Sriperumbudur is about 45 kilometers. If I have to go all the way to Sriperumbudur for meeting one customer, that's absolutely a sheer waste of time for me. That is not at all a productivity for me. Not only for me, but for any sales guys. That's a very, very big big change today, Ashok, because meetings can happen virtually. Customers have accepted. Even Chennai and Tamil Nadu being a conservative market compared to the other regions, customers have accepted virtual meetings today. So I meet customers face to face today.
Yeah, we are all got used to and comfortable with the work from home.
Absolutely. I save time. I save energy. My productivity is high. If it takes about half a day, 3/4 of the day goes off in meeting one customer. Today, in that half a day and 3/4 of the day, engage in meetings with 3-4 customers. So my productivity has gone up today.
Yeah, that's nice. So for young people, right, and students or college graduates, do you recommend students to get a job, work, and think about business? Or do you recommend them to actually start with the business mindset before even they start working in a company? Any recommendations there?
Yeah, it's a good question, Ashok. See, these are all very personal views. You know, there's nothing right or wrong. There is no specific recipe for all these things. So, but in my personal opinion, my experience, I strongly feel and suggest that a fresher out of college probably should work for some company. I'm not saying that, you know, he should work for TCS or he should work for Infosys. I think those days are gone. He can even go and work for a startup. There are fairly large corporate startups today who have excellent valuation, who are doing an excellent business. So a student or a fresher can definitely should go join such companies, learn, you know. So while working, you know, in about 2-3 years, you know, he will form his own ideas, get plenty of experience. That will help him to go and, you know, start the right business, come out with good ideas.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So coming to what could go wrong segment, from your perspective, what do you see as a common setbacks for anyone who starts entrepreneur journey, starting with employee mindset? Any common setbacks do you see, or any recommendations to overcome those things?
Yeah, so Ashok, entrepreneur, when he starts a business, should have a clarity in what is he going to start, and at least have some plans, okay, for the first year, second year, third year, at least to some extent. I'm not saying that all your plans will go right, because IT industry is all about technology advancement and change, right?
True.
So have some idea and try to implement your ideas and strengthen your ideas with the right resources in terms of investment, people and technology. And what could go wrong is multiple things, because we go with our own idea. Our idea might be right or wrong. We don't know. But then many
validation.
We all become very passionate about our ideas, and we want our ideas to succeed. So you will have to make sure that, you know, every step of yours, you don't get derailed, and have a high focus on your objective.
Yeah, it has to be validated. Absolutely. With either our solution or our ideas. Yeah.
For any entrepreneur to have to be in the right business at the right time with the right technology. That way, for me personally, I think, you know, getting into the automation, RPA business, and being in digital transformation space, I'm that way been fortunate enough to be in this business at the right time, Ashok. That's what is my view as of now.
Okay. Right time and the right solution.
In spite of pandemic, if we struggled, we sustained, we survived, and we have sustained.
Okay.
From that point of view, I'm mentioning you this.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So for people going through failures, what's your message from your experience to uplift them?
See, no one can succeed without a failure. Failure is a part and parcel of every day in our activity. So nothing wrong in failing. The only thing is, you know, after failing, understand how to correct it and go on. And don't repeat the same mistake again. Success and failure travels along with you all along, Ashok. Probably a lot of people gain strength after failure.
Yeah, learning. You know,
it's like they rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Okay, nice one, yeah. So how do you stay calm during a day of chaos, handling multiple customers, multiple streams?
No. It's not that, you know, every individual, you know, they get frustrated. See, many transactions can frustrate you. Many aspects can irritate you, disturb you. So it's not that we remain calm. All of us go through all these emotions. But then, you know, the resilience, we over a period of time, we all build a resilience in us. It is this resilience which helps me to get back to my normal. So it's not that, I stay calm. No, there are a lot of emotions. Yeah. One, you know, we try to not to show it to others, to my colleagues, but I show it with my family. I take liberty, you know. So all I vent my emotions and frustrations to my family, my wife rather. So that way she has been really helpful. She is a good absorber.
Okay. So part of your whole journey.
Absolutely.
Nice. So what is one important quality that you look from any budding entrepreneur that they should have, that they should possess to start with?
Excellent question. See, for me personally, I see, be it a leader or any individual. See, many people say a leader should be like this. I say an individual should be like this, because it's one individual who's going to become a leader or whatever. I will attribute, it should be a person has to be compassionate. He should have integrity and give importance to value systems. These three are very, very important in my opinion. I try to, you know, practice this. And all youngsters should also practice this. Gone are the days when you talk about aggressive leadership, authoritative leadership. Those are all gone, Ashok. One has to practice a compassionate leadership, have a very humane approach to others. Integrity is very, very important. Even in my core objective of my company, integrity is one of the pillars. I talk about dignity to my employees. That's also very important.
Nice. Great inputs. So what keeps you motivated in your daily life?
Quite a few things. It's not the only thing that motivates me. There are quite a few things which motivates me. The first thing I think is, for anybody to get motivated, Ashok, there should be a purpose. Purpose is the underlying factor which fuels motivationness. So from my personal life, I would say my family, my children, music, friends, all of them motivate me. Okay. In business, every win motivates me. I'm not talking about only about getting an order. Every win.
Yeah.
Today there will be some crisis. We get over the crisis. We overcome the crisis. That motivates me. So getting an order from a customer motivates me. When my colleague achieves something, that motivates me. You know, I very strongly believe in nurturing people. So when I nurture somebody and then they are in a good position, that motivates me. And I am also in Lionism for about 21 years now. So that way, being in Lions, I have to do a lot of service to the society. That motivates me a lot.
Okay.
So even one of my core objectives is, in every business I do get, I set aside a portion for serving the society. That's a very important factor for me.
Being a chairperson in Lions Club, very good information. Thank you.
Yeah.
What are your suggestions for young people having very big ideas but are afraid to begin with?
In my opinion, in today's world, there's no need to be afraid of. See, probably when I started my career, we were a bit insecure because the job opportunities were not plenty. If I have to lose one job, to get another job was not that easy.
Yeah.
It was very difficult because, you know, the multinationals had not come in. We had to only rely upon Indian companies. And if you look at IT, only Wipro and HCL were the two large giants that day. The rest were all smaller companies. But today, you know, I think, you know, we have come across too many advancements and technology change and multinationals have come and a lot of things have opened up. So for a youngster today, there is absolutely no need to be afraid of.
Yeah, true.
If he thinks that he has the strength to become an entrepreneur, he should go ahead. If he has a brilliant idea, if he has a brilliant idea, there are people to invest today. So at most, what can happen? You can fail, right? If you fail again, you know, you can go take up employment today. People are ready to give you a job today. So there's absolutely no need for a youngster to feel afraid of. He has to have the passion and courage to go on with this idea and his strengths.
Okay, nice recommendations. Yeah, moving on to my next segment, which is a rapid fire segment.
Yeah.
I've listed down some questions. Let me go on.
Sure.
Who is your favorite leader that you follow?
First, my father. You know, because I worked with him. So, obviously, he's my first boss. And then, as I told you, Jay Prakash, he did this engineering in Guindy. And he also worked for IBM those days, before IBM could go out of India. Then he went and did his IIM Finance in Bangalore. So, he was, before starting Southway, he was a chief executive officer of company in Kolkata, a merchant banking company. No, I definitely admired him, a lot of learnings from him. There are plenty of other leaders, you know, we read from books. In fact, one book which I read really inspired me was Made in Japan, Akio Morito's Made in Japan. Like who founded Sony, right? In those days, you know, if he can start an electronic company, and you know where he took Sony to, right? So
yeah,
I really admire.
Everyone knows now.
I admire him for his sheer venturing out, adventures he took, risks he took. A Japanese deciding to go out of Japan, settle in US, learn English, those days was not an easy task. And he also encouraged his family to learn English. So he had a lot of plans in place.
Okay, yeah, that's informative. So what's the best thing happened this month to you?
This month, is it? This month, the good thing is, you know, we are planning to move to our office space. We are... That's a very big motivation. We have identified our office space, getting ready. Probably this month, we should occupy our office. And also probably two fairly large deals likely to... close and we acquire two large customers.
Oh, wonderful. New space and new customers.
Absolutely.
Great. Congrats. And if you wanted to go back and change one decision in your startup journey, what would that be?
My decision is it? Yeah. 98, I got an offer from Dell.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Southway, we were their partners actually. So I got a good offer from Dell. But then for some reason, personal reasons, I declined that offer. That was the first multinational offer I got. Though I got offers here and there, I didn't take. In fact, for 12 years, I worked for Southway.
Okay.
So that I still think that was a very wrong decision I made, actually. I should have joined Dell.
Okay.
Not from money point of view, but
okay.
It would have helped me to hone various other skills and it would have been personally I would have got benefited in various other aspects, not only in terms of money.
Got it.
Maybe yeah. In terms of my connect with the industry,
networks, data, yeah,
networks, all that would have helped me a lot.
Absolutely. When do you sleep and what time you wake up? How does your first few hours of your morning look like?
Yeah, so after I started Collective Minds, my sleep, quantity of my sleep has come down. Though my quality of sleep is good, I go to bed about 11:30, 12. I get up at about, whatever time I go to bed, I get up at 5:30 or 6.
Okay, early riser, yeah. And how does your first few hours of your morning look like?
I quickly put my plan for the day in place. Who are the, I have few categories of, what I should do list. Talking to my colleagues, talking to the high priority customers, talking to my principals, payment follow-ups. As I told you, I have to only follow up for my payments also, which is the most important part of my business.
Yeah.
So all these I'll have to plan. And I also spend time, some time in looking into my Facebook and WhatsApp. I'm a mobile.
Okay. So you're into social and digital space, right?
Yeah.
Personal side as well. Nice.
Very much.
So
you can see a lot of me in Facebook. Surprisingly, Facebook has also helped me to connect with a lot of good customers also. Many don't realize the fact. They think it's only all social media, comedy. But Facebook has also helped me to connect with a lot of good customers.
Okay. That's nice.
A lot of people are connecting to me, which is very surprising.
Yeah, you have opened up your network and it just flows in social media.
I have acquired good friends from social media.
Okay, nice. So what does creativity mean to you in one sentence?
See, creativity is a reflect of your thoughts. So what you think, can become a reality, nothing like that. That's when your creativity has come true. You have realized your dream.
Okay, nice. And your one childhood activity you still like to do?
Playing cricket.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, cricket, movies, going around with friends. We really miss all that today.
Okay, nice. And what are the books that you would like to recommend for young generations who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so Ashok, I do read books, but not to a very great extent like many read, or at least I see a lot of people advocating that a CEO should read 50 or 60 books. I really don't have so much of time to read so many books today. I read, I definitely read books, not that I don't read. And I read about 8 to 10 books in a year. But I read a lot. I read a lot of HBR articles. Whatever I see, I read. Wherever I come across some blogs or articles, I read. So I feel, whatever you read is a learning for you. You don't know when you make use of it. And I also have a penchant for writing of late. I write small blogs.
Okay.
I write in Facebooks. Mm-hmm. So that's one interest that has I picked up the last few years. So a lot of my reading has also helped me to write decently to some extent.
Okay. What's the recent book that you have read?
Recently, in fact, already I had read about 1.5 years back, I read Measure What Matters.
Okay.
So I'm in fact again reading that book.
Oh, rereading. Nice. So we have come to the end of the episode. So for people who don't know about you and your company, where should they go? Where do they look for?
Yeah, we have our own website, a decent website. We have really taken a lot of efforts to build a decent website. In fact, my daughter, She is a creative designer. She's in the US. So she was instrumental in building my website.
Mm-hmm.
So the website, I also outsourced my digital marketing to a friend of mine. So he takes care of my SEO and SMM.
Okay.
So to that extent, we are trying to create a visibility through digital marketing.
Okay. And
last month, I also joined BNI, which is a Building Network International, which is really helping me to connect with good customers, good companies.
Okay, nice. And your website name?
Mine is www.thecollectiveminds.com. Because I wanted collectiveminds.com, but that domain was already not there. So I had to make it thecollectiveminds.com. Yeah. Though I also have booked another collectiveminds.in was available. I booked that also. Yeah.
Okay. That's nice. Wonderful. I enjoyed talking to you. It was a pleasure having you on my show. Thank you for sharing insights.
Great, Ashok. Pleasure. Same here. It was wonderful answering your questions and also recall my experience. Also, coming for the opportunity to feature my company. Thank you so much.
Okay, we are at the end of episode number 12. Thank you very much, Venky, for coming on and sharing your experiences and insights. And to our listeners, you can find out the episode summary in the description. Until we catch up soon with more exciting stories, stay tuned, be motivated. Thank you.